Okay, so we figured we would talk about the sugya of chuppah lepsulos, even though some of you are 2 blot past that and some of you are like 8 blot past that. But it ran the gamut of three amudim, so it's worthwhile to discuss, and presumably some of us are at least somewhat close to it still. The Gemara, we already spoke about the Mishnah last time, you know, outside, when we spoke about Achilas Truma by an Ishes Kohen and a Bas Kohen. So the Gemara, based on this Machlokas Tanaim about the Erisin Bipsule Kuhuna and how that impacts Achilas Truma, so the Gemara talks about another Machlokas Amarayim, which Rami Bar Chaim is going to say is Taloi, perhaps, in our Mishnah. So the Machlokas Amarayim is Itmar Rab Amar, this is the bottom of whatever, Nenzayin Amar Aleph, going on to Nenzayin Beis, we end up on Nenchaz Amar Aleph. Itmar Rab Amar Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos, Shmuel Amar Ein Chuppah Lepsulos. So for sure what we're talking about is the concept that that going to chuppah will passel an isha from achilas truma if she's an isha who's psula to that relationship. That for sure we're talking about. The details of that, some of which we'll talk about soon, some of them not, are up for debate, mostly in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Fine. But it's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says that the chuppah is poel, like poelas, that the chuppah is mechela chalos in her, that she's pasul. And Shmuel says not. Again, for someone who's already a psula, does it pasul for truma. So then the Gemara has the back and forth, including the raya from Sota, which is very important, which we're not going to deal with, but it's super important. And then the Gemara ends with, maybe you can't compare Kiddushin and chuppah at all, is on Nuches Mer Aleph, Dilma ad kan lo kam Reb Meir hasam el b'kiddushin, dekanila. Aval chuppah lo kanala lo. Okay, machlokas girsos, right? If it's de lo kanala or, am I getting this right? Or kanala? De lo kanala or lo kanala? So that's machlokas in the Rishonim as to how to understand this line, whether it's saying there's a distinction between psulos and ksheros, or if it's a distinction between chuppah and kiddushin. So that's important. But let's read it the way it's written. Aval chuppah de lo kanala lo. So maybe chuppah is, l'chara means weaker, and therefore, whatever you say by kiddushin, you can't prove it's going to be the same by chuppah, because the chuppah doesn't have a kinyan aspect to it. Whereas kiddushin, I guess, does. Inami ad kan lo kam Reb Elazar Reb Shimon asam ele b'kiddushin de lo kriv lebia. But chuppah has a strength. Chuppah has a kalach in that aval chuppah de kriv lebia hachinam pasla. So maybe they would agree by chuppah that it does pasul, even though by kiddushin they don't say so, because by kiddushin, whereas it's true. I don't know if it'll help. I want to crack the door open just because it's so hot in here, right? It'll be noisy. Okay. Are you guys too hot or you're fine? Okay, maybe just because I walked. By kiddushin there's a kinyan, but there's a lack of this kreva libia. That when it comes to chuppah, there's some sort of closeness or it's on the derech to bia, and therefore maybe that's more of a posel. So maybe we'll come back to this, maybe we won't, but it's worth noting. The Gemara is saying the same thing in both lashonos here, in both sides of this hakira or safik. It's the same safik. It's not being a mistopic about how to define chuppah or how to define kiddushin, but it's focusing on different aspects of kiddushin and chuppah, right? So kiddushin is clearly more kinyan, and chuppah is clearly, whatever this means, more kriva libiya. Again, we will bli neder mir tashem, we will come back to that, but lavdafka in this way. But the Gemara is assuming something across the board about chuppah and kiddushin. It's just a question of what's the focus by the psul for truma. Does that make sense? By truma, the question is, what's going to passel? Kiddushin is more of a kinyan than chuppah, and therefore you can't learn from kiddushin to chuppah. Or chuppah is even stronger because it's a kriva labia, and therefore it should passel, and there can't be a comparison to kiddushin. Does that make sense? Okay. Just preliminary, but that's okay. The Rishonim argue, and this we're only going to touch on briefly, but the Rishonim do argue here. It starts already in Tosfos, I guess it starts already in Rashi. What's the connection between this sugya and the sugya in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Hei? The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Hei, from the Mishnah that says that there's Isha nicknames B'Shalosh Drachim, so the Gemara wonders what that's Lim'ute, and it comes on to the fact that it might be Lim'ute Chuppah, or if not, it's Lim'ute Chlipin. So there the Gemara says that's the low Kerevuna, Ravuna's Shita is brought there in Kedushin, the Chuppah Kona B'Isha, that the Chuppah is Kona, and he learns that from some sort of Kal V'Chomer. Chuppah, which is Machil Betruma, so for sure it should be also Kona, because Kedushin, which is not Machil Betruma, is Kona, etc. So you have to look there, because I think that Kal V'Chomer gets rejected, and it comes out with like a learn it from two. So for Rav Huna, there is a chalos from chuppah that results in the same totsa, it's the same chalos that Kedushin has, that the Isha is miskadeshes ali de chuba. That's true in the Gemara and Kedushin. That's the shita of Rav Huna. But what the Rishonim argue about here is that do you need, let's first say, one of the things that Rishonim argue about there, the Ramban most famously, but there are other Rishonim and also the Achronim, Mishnah Melech, and others as well, what they argue about there is that when we say that Chuppah makes Kedushin, what do we mean? Does Chuppah make Kedushin and Nisuin at the same time? Or does Chuppah make Kedushin, but now you still need to do Nisuin? Meaning when we say that Chuppah is Kona, according to Rav Huna, within Shitas Rav Huna, does it mean that Chuppah is another form of Kedushin, and therefore it's a legitimate Kesef Shtar Bia and Chuppah? Or does it mean that Chuppah is this superpower of, it's a Spitz Kedushin, that it creates Kedushin and Nisuin all at the same time? That's Machlokas in the Rishonim there. So what's that machlokas about? So look, Ora, that machlokas is about how do we magdir the concept of chuppah. What is a chuppah? What does chuppah do? Is it a strong kinyan kedushin according to Rav Huna? Meaning chuppah is, and maybe even according to not Rav Huna, even if we don't pass like Rav Huna, chuppah is like spitz kedushin. It's a stronger, that's why it reaches the final stage of nisuin. Elamai, we hold that you still need kedushin to boost off of. But the Rav Huna says, no, it's so strong that even without a kedushin, it's a spitz kinyan. And therefore, it does both at once. It's a high-level kedushin that results also in nisuin. Or would you say that chuppah is not shayach to kinyanim at all? It's not shayach to kinyan kedushin at all. It's a separate methodology. And what the Rav Huna is telling us is that it replaces the kinyan of kedushin. But then separately, you need to know that the kedushin, the chuppah that makes nisuin, needs to be applied also. Whatever you're going to do through nisuin, you need to do afterwards as well. So, whereas in our, this is not much of a harish, it's a point. Whereas in our Gemara, I'll go say like this. In our Gemara, the Gemara is clearly telling us what chuppah is compared to Kedushin, the one we just said in Dilma Ad Kan, that suffix of the Gemara, or that those stadim in the Gemara. So the Gemara is certainly telling us what chuppah is, klape Kedushin. But what you see in our Gemara is that the Gemara assumes it's pashut, that chuppah is not like Kedushin in the realm of Kinyan. And it's pashut that it's not like Kedushin and that it does something else. It does crave a libiyah. That's just in terms of defining it. But in terms of defining what it's not, it's clear the Gemara is saying that chuppah is not ose a kinyan. So, lichora, the Gemara is being mistapic about what the psul for truma is, but it's certain what the chuppah is defined as, and it's not like one of those stadim in the Gemara in Kedushin, one of those stadim in understanding Rav Huna, which may or may not be machriya, whether you think chuppah could be Ose, Kedushin, and Nisuin all at the same time. Meaning if our Gemara is assuming it's Pashut, that Chuppah is something different, something distinct, so there may be a Chiddush that Chuppah can make Kedushin according to Rav Huna, but you still need a separate stage of a Chuppah, or no, it's a Spitz Kedushin, so our Gemara seems to assume Dabra Pashut, that it's not a Spitz Kedushin, it's something separate, something different, and Rav Huna has a Chiddush that could work for Kedushin also. Yeah. The Ha'ara results in one of two things. Either our Sugya is not like Rav Huna, meaning Rav Huna, you want to leave the possibility open that Chuppah and Kedushin are similar, so much so that Chuppah is like a Spitz Kedushin, so then our Sugya is just not like Rav Huna. Some of the Rishonim say that, right? Some of the Rishonim say our Sugya is not like Rav Huna. Okay. The motivating factor is that we don't pass like Rav Huna. So some of them say like that, fine. The other possibility is that no, Rav Huna fits into our Gemara, it's fine. But what we're being poshe here is the chakira within Rav Huna. What is the pshat in chuppah? Is it spitz kedushin or is it something different? We're being poshe in our Gemara that's not comparable to kedushin in the Kenyan aspect. And therefore, Rav Huna is, we're just learning the depth of Rav Huna. We're learning the hagdara of chuppah under Rav Huna, but it's not necessarily deloka Rav Huna. After you work that out, you then have to, this is not for us, you have to go back to Kedushin and just figure out how Rav Huna does his limud then. Because his limud, at least initially, is from a kavachomer from chuppah to Kedushin. So he's clearly comparing the two. So you have to find the level of similarity and the places of difference. But l'chora, our Gemara has bearing on that Gemara in Kedushin. Okay. Within our Gemara itself, so the, is that clear enough? General idea. So our Gemara itself has a machlokas rishonim. In terms of explaining this concept of yesh or ein chuppah lepsulos, Rabban Shmuel. So there are really more than this, but very basically three mahalchim. There's really like four or five, but three basic ones. So the first possibility is that our case in our Gemara of chuppah lepsulos is a case in which we are doing a chuppah without any kedushin, chuppah below kedushin. which is the Pasha Pshat and Rashi on the page also. Rashi says, Yesh chuppa lepsulos. Kain gadol shehichnis almana bas kohen l'chuppa v'lo ba'aleh umei kar nami lo kitcha. Pasha Pshat. Afilu hachi pasla mitruma debein asha the chuppa k'knisas be'ila damya. We'll come back to those words, b'nether. So chuppa b'li kiddushin is the case that we're dealing with in our Gemara, and you have to, and this is the next part over here, and we are saying, and even though we don't hold, like Rav Huna, even though we hold chuppa is not kona, chuppa is not osei kiddushin, but Rav and Shmuel argue about whether it does pasel for achilas truma. So we're holding in our Gemara, it's a case of chuppa b'li kiddushin. We are not holding like Rav Huna that chuppa works to do kiddushin, but we're saying that maybe the case of achilas truma is different, and chuppa lipsulos will already pasel for truma, regardless of the fact that you don't have kiddushin. That's one possibility in the Rishonim, and that's what you know the Chachmei Sfarad all explain in Rashi, which is the Pasha Pshat in Rashi that we just read. That is without any kiddushin beforehand. Lechora, the Rambam certainly holds this way as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in Parag Zayin says, Kahenes al manash nis'ars l'kain gadol, o grush l'kain hedyot, hol v'hin mishumaros l'biya psula shel Torah, hare elu lo yochlu, v'chein im nichnesu l'chuppa below irisin, einan ochlos she'achuppa poselos osan milechol. So, okay, the Rambam passes like Rav v'yisure, so he paskins yesh chuppa l'psulos, that doesn't prove anything, but we know from Hilchos Ishus that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Huna. To ask why, it's machlokes abayin rab over there, but the Rambam doesn't pass on Rav Huna. We know that for a fact. So if you put the two together, the Rambam is saying we hold chuppa is not osei kedushin, and we hold yesh chuppa lepsulos like Rav. So first of all, they're obviously not haba hatalia, and second of all, you're seeing that when it comes to Indian truma, it's not tully in the same thing that kedushin is tully in the Gemara in kedushin in Shitas Rav Huna. Okay, pashut, right? Rashi and the Rambam seemingly. Second possibility is that we're talking about chuppah without kiddushin, avada, that's true, but maybe we're in Shitas Rav Huna over here. Maybe Rav Huna, who holds that chuppah is osei kiddushin, therefore allows for a case of yesh chuppah, lipsulos, to pasul from truma. Since anyways he holds chuppah does kiddushin, the shaila is, what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about, is will a chuppas psula be kona? So everyone agrees that chuppa is kona. Everyone agrees that chuppa is also kedushin, and therefore it should be relevant. The question is, does chuppas psulos have that effect? And then she's nasis, you know, mishnah maris will be a psula or not. So that's the second possibility. That's Tosas quoting from the Ri. The Tosas Rush also assumed that in Rashi. It's not so meduk in Rashi. Rashi doesn't sound like that. But at least the Ri you have in Tosos who holds this way, that we're talking about chuppa below kedushin, but we're saying like Rav Huna in our sugya. Again, that was relevant, those two deos, to what we said just previously, whether our Gemara, when it clears this difference between kedushin and chuppa, leaning kinyan, leaning krev labia, so there, is it muchrach that the sugya is not like Rav Huna, or no? It might be like Rav Huna, like the Ri is saying, but we're learning what Shita's Rav Huna is about chuppa, what fundamentally chuppa means according to Rav Huna. Okay, the last possibility, really, again, like I said, there are really more permutations of this, but the last basic possibility is that we're talking about chuppa alacha kedushin, that's Ravina Tam, that we're talking about the case where there's kedushin done, and chuppa was done afterwards, and the shaila is if there's chuppa being kona for psulos stam, does that work? And the nafkamina between the second and third approaches is whether in the case of nis almana or nis garsha, is she still going to be psula or it goes away? Okay, but that's Ravina Tam, the third mahalach. Fine, that's good. Those are the three shitas, the way people understand the Rishonim. Again, there's a Meiri, there's other dais here, but that's basically the Mahalach. So, within Rashi, disregarding what we said from the Tos Rash in Shitas Rashi, but Minei in Rashi, Umeikara Nami Lokitcha, it seems clear that he's holding it's a case of Chuppah Below Kiddushin. So, within Rashi, Zeshtekla Sarachi, and we're dealing with the case of Chuppah Below Kiddushin. And you know that we hold, not like Rav Huna. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat that chuppa is poseles if there's no kinyan? There is no kiddushin here to be mechel that psul. So why are we mischashe with the chuppa if chuppa doesn't do kiddushin? Chuppa doesn't do the kinyan. We know that. We don't pass like Rav Huna. So why does it have the impact over here? So this is not our tzarachi, and this is the Rishonim talk of this, the Ritva and the Rashba. So there's one little difference between the Ritva and the Rashba. I mean, obviously there's more differences, but I'm just saying in terms of the way they phrase their Pshat and Rashi, there's one little difference that we'll I'm not going to come back to the difference, but we'll note it soon. But the Ritva basically says, again, you can look in the Rashba for a similar thing, but the Ritva basically says, the key line, even though it's true that Vadai, we don't hold like Rav Huna, and we're dealing with a case according to Rashi of Chuppah below Kedushin, even so, still Chuppah is post-Lasa from Truma. Why? De Zimna Vikirva Atma Libia Psula. Because she, give me the right English word, set herself aside. No, I don't know. She was mazmin herself, whatever. She, you're saying this isn't Malabatim. I don't need to, she readied herself. Okay, she was mazmin herself for Kirva, herself. Vizimna Vikirva Atma. She was mazmin and Mikari herself to be a psula. And she entered herself. She went to chuppah. She walked down the aisle with her parents to such a goal of bia psula. Okay, mitam zeh, says the Ritva, because of this, mitam zeh kansuha rabbanan shlotochal truma. So because of that, the chacham said she can't have an achilas truma. Meaning, Avada, it's true that there's no kinyan kedushin when you do a chuppah. Avada, that's true. We don't hold like Rav Huna. But this is not about that. Here, since she was mazmin atma lebia psula, since she was machnis atma lechuppah, leshem bia psula, so therefore there's a knas, he says, midarabanan, that passels her from the truma. Right? That's how we read it. There's a knas midarabanan that passels her from truma. So, and if you look in the the Ritva asked our question, like Tzarech and Rashi, how does Chuppah do this? The answer really was it doesn't, right? The answer is really Chuppah is invalid. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't mechel ani chalos. But Chazal saw it and said, "Ooh, this is too. She's being mazmin herself to too many surim over here. This is too inappropriate. This is not a good relationship. I don't know what the right term is. We'll see soon if there's a better term." So they knast her. They knast her and said, "Midrabanan, there's not going to be ochel b'truma if you do such a thing, right? But enachanami chuppah doesn't passel." And the Ritva says, I don't have it here, but he says beer zelo mechuvah or something. He says not a good answer. The Rashba says when he says this mahalach and Rashi, he says it just slightly differently. He doesn't say, he says the same point that chuppah is nothing and we pass like Rav Huna and Rashi is shver because of that, but he says that it's a gzeira atubia. So that already, it's still, the why is still the same answer. On a Torah level, it's true that the chuppah does nothing, but midar abanan, we at least have not just a knas, like we're slapping her with a fine for being so promiscuous, but rather, no, it's a gzeira atubia, meaning chuppah is so karov labia, chuppah is so, I don't know, it's ichud. It's something which is shmeks of a bia psula, so therefore they not just knast her, but there's actually a gzeira atu. This can lead to, this is something which is too similar to a real bia, and therefore it's midar abanan. So in both cases they're saying midar aysa enachanami, chuppah does nothing, but midar abanan, she's passeled. Why? Either because it's some sort of knas, that's the Ritva, or it's because there's a gzeira atu bia, because chuppah has similarities to bia. Shtel to the Lashon HaGemara that we mentioned before, chuppah de kriva libia hachinami de pasla. So, or psala. Chuppah, which is kriva libia, either meaning it's close to bia or it leads to bia, whatever, but it's in the parsha of bia, and therefore either it's a knas for that or it's a gzeira atu that it shouldn't become a case of bia. Good? That's the Rishonim Ritva and the Rashba and Rashi. Tosfos give a different Hesber and Rashi. And that's because it's Mikach HaKushya, meaning, like we said before, Rashi tells us that this is Meikara Nami Lokitcha, there's no Kiddushin, and yet Chuppah passels her? So what is Chuppah doing? If we don't hold Chuppah works like Rav Huna, then what is Chuppah doing? So the answer was nothing, but Midar Abanan, they passeled her. But Tosfos and Rashi say no. Rashi must be holding that this is going Kirav Huna, that Chuppah is Kona. If not, it's Taka Shver. Why would it be that the chuppah is poseles if chuppah doesn't really do anything? Okay, then Rav and Shmuel have their argument about whether yesh chuppah lepsulos or not. You have this question of if you hold like Tosfos and you say that the argument is we all agree chuppah is kone Rav Huna, However, we wonder whether chuppah is kon lepsulos. So I saw in the Ataris Shmuel, he quotes from the Mishnah of Aaron that in Kiddushin that he was tola this machlokas. Again, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, according to Tosis within Rashi, the machlokas he was tola in I guess like a chakira about the hagdara of chuppah, which again we're going to come back to, but not this formulation. But basically, what he says, I'll try to say it over, that Rav holds that chuppah, the pshan chuppah, is it's a knisa l'rishus habal. It's the fact that the, like the famous Ran in the beginning of Ksubis, Kedushin or Ksubis, in the beginning of Ksubis, right? That that he's machnes her b'rishuso. So that's the hagdara of what chuppah is. And therefore, even if she's pasul l'bia, even if she's someone who's a isurei bia to him, ma'inyan shmita l'arzinai, what does bia have to do with chuppah? Chuppah means that she's on my property. She's in my rishus. She's part of my rishus. So that could be true even if she's a surah b'bia. But for Shmuel, he says, Shmuel holds that chuppah is yichud libia, which again, you had sort of that lashon in the Gemara. Either it's kreva libia psula in the sense that it's one step removed, or it's kreva libia in the sense that it like shmeks of bia, the difference between maybe a knas and a gzera. But here, if Shmuel says that the whole idea of chuppah is that it's kreva libia, meaning it's a yichud libia, it's a step in the process of bia. So therefore, if it's not roy libia, if it's something which is impossible to have a chalos, to have bia, because there's an isur bia, so then it's not going to be kona, and therefore in chuppah lepsulos. That's what Rabbi Aaron Cutler said. The machlokas within, again, Tosas within Rashi, between Rav and Shmuel would be. Okay, so far so good? Yeah? Okay, so I'm going to try to say this with two different nuschos at once to avoid getting shechted, but I'll be honest and tell you where I'm saying two nuschos, so that if anyone has a ha'ara and they want to shecht one of the nuschos, they can, but just realize you're not shechting me, you're only shechting one of my nuschos. I'm a seven-headed dragon. Okay. So l'chora, all the Rishonim, certainly all the Rishonim we just quoted, are assuming that the machlokas, let's say it again. All the Rishonim that we quoted post Rashi, so Tosfos for sure, the Ritva absolutely, the Rashba explicitly, all of them assume, and they take it as Darbar Pashut, that when we talk about Yesh Chuppa Lepsulos, that it passels her from Achilas Truma, we're talking about Psul Derabanan, correct? So the Ritva will tell you it's a Knas, the Rashba will tell you it's a Gzera. But everyone's talking about a psul derabanan. Is that accurate so far? Okay. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi says yesh chuppah lepsulos, kohen gadol shechem zalmana bas kohen lechuppah v'lo ba'ala umikara nami lo kitsha afilu hachi pasla mitruma debei nisha the chuppah kiknizas be'ila Damya. So, I mean, depending on how you read the word pei, samech, lamed, hey, maybe it is clear, maybe it's not, maybe it's psala, maybe it's psula, maybe it's pasla, but Rashi definitely doesn't spell out that it's derabana. Is that, do you agree to that? He doesn't spell out that it's derabana. I'm not saying I'm not saying yet that there's a diag that is daraisa, but he doesn't spell out that it's derabana. But even if he did think it was derabana, which he might have, it's still a funny phrase to say, like the Ritva or the Rashba in Rashi is kind of difficult. When Rashi says Mekar nami lo kitcha afilu achi pasla mitruma de bena sha, why? So I don't know. Mishum de gazru atu bia, or mishum de kansu, because this was a chuppa that was zimna atzma le bia psula. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that they pasled her. Why the chuppa ke knisas beila damya? Because chuppa is akin to knisas beila. Chuppah is kiknisas bi'ila damya. So even naniach that Rashi holds derabanan, like all the Rishonim are assuming, which, again, not necessarily a reason not to, so, but it doesn't sound like it's a gzera, right? It's not atu something. It doesn't sound like a knas, like they just slapped her a fine because she's doing the wrong thing. It sounds like this chuppas psulos is kiknisas bi'ila. It is like a knisas bi'ila, and therefore she's pasul. call it derabanan. But it's the lamashal, it's a malacha derabanan, not a gzeira atuin on Shabbos, right? It's a malacha derabanan. She's doing bi'ila on a deraban level, and therefore she's pasul. But not that since she's doing something, therefore we have a gzeira that she's going to be pasul, or since she's doing something, we slap her with a fine. No, this act of chuppah somehow mimics the bi'ila psula. I didn't get to the tunas chalas yet, but so far we're good. Just you hear why Rashba and Ritva don't fit so nicely into those words. Does that make sense to you? Okay. One other ha'ara, and this again, I don't have it clearly enough to say it with certitude. So therefore, this is a second nusach. We'll get to the back to the first nusach in a second. But here is where I'm opening up to having my throat sliced open. So Rav Schechter quotes from an Avnei Nezer in Eben Ezer Siman Reish Nun Beis, who in turn quotes from a Beis Shmuel, that potentially it is true that the psul of achilas truma in the case of yesh chuppah lepsulos, in particular in Shita Zarambam, is actually a psul daraisa. Reading the words won't do justice, but just to quote it for you from Siman Reish Nun Beis, yesh lahasbir advar mal pima de amrinan in yevamas yesh chuppah lepsulos. V'hachanami kibi'ila chashuva. Tosa sounds like this in one place. Kibi'ila chashuva. V'ayin beis Shmuel de chupa osa osa chalal midaraisa kmo biyamamish. Meaning chupas psulos, according to this beis Shmuel that the Avnei Nezer is quoting, has a chalos bia on a daraisa level. It's osa chalalos, and he's connecting it also that it passes to the truma. And the explanation he gives is hachanami kibi'ila chashuva, that the chupa of chupas psulos is kibi'ila chashuva, and therefore it passes her. The Beis Shmuel says explicitly that's on a level of daraisa that she becomes a halala. So here's opening just a question to the crowd because I didn't see it in the Rishonim, but here it sounds like in the Achronim there's a possibility that we're talking about a psul daraisa when it comes to yesh chuppah lepsulos. Did anyone see this in Rishonim? Does anyone think that's lo yitachin?
Even Tosus has similar nuschaos at the beginning of the piece.
Well, yeah, about Ki'ibila, that yeah. Point. But Tosus here always holds Darabanan, right? Right, yeah, he never goes back and forth in that.
So that's why I thought maybe it's not a Diyak in Rashi, just because Tosus has the same sprach, and yeah, he's...
Great, I said from the beginning, I don't...
Right.
No, one second, no. I don't think the Diyak in Rashi that... I didn't say anything about a Diyak in Rashi as Daraisa, and I said that clearly, yeah. The Diyak in Rashi is not like Rotosus. The Diyak in Rashi is not like the Rashba and the Ritva, meaning it's not a gzeira, it's not a knas. Whatever Tosus hold, they get out, meaning they get out of this and say he must hold like Rahuna, right? So I'm saying if you don't want to say what Tosus say, but you do want to say it's Darabanan, or I'm just suggesting now, is it possible as Daraisa? Question mark. It sounds like from these Achronim that it's possible that it is within Shita Sarambam as well. So then it's room to explore one of the two following possibilities. Again, Tunus Chos, because I think even if you shecht one of them, the other one is still Chai V'Kayam. It's possible that Rashi never meant that this is Derabanan. I don't have a diak for that, but it's a kav in the Achronim that it's possible it's a psul daraisa. In the Rambam, again, I'm not saying it's meduyak as daraisa, but it's not meduyak as derabanan, and certainly not meduyak that it's a gzera or a kanas. The Rambam just says, "Kayanas almanos and esarz lekan gadol and ogrush lekan hedjot hal v'hin mishumaros lebiya psula shal Torah hare ilu lo yochlu v'chein im nichnasu lechupa below erison einan ochlos shachupa poselus usan milechol." So again, I'm not telling you that it's meduyak as daraisa. I'm just saying the way the Rambam phrases that the chupa is poselus usan milechol. I do not think, yes, they could broadly say this, but I do not think if you were the Rashba or the Ritva, you would have composed your five-word sentence as chuppa poselas. That's not really the pshat. Chuppa poselas is the totsa'as hadvarim. Once you have a gzera, once you have a knas, then chuppa poselas. But here, the Rambam is just telling us straight, without giving us a shema, an atu, or a knas, that there's a psul of chuppa. Is that daraisa? I don't know, Beis Shmuel seems to think that's true on Dara's level for the Rambam, so maybe it is true. Is it darabanan? Maybe it's darabanan, but it's not like the Rashba and the Ritva, that it's a gzeira or a knas, rather it's a bia darabanan. It's a knisa lebi'ila darabanan. And then the question is that true? Then we have to go back to our original suffix, which is, okay, Rashi, so we don't hold like Rav Huna, which means chuppah does nothing. And yet we come to this sugya, and Rav says, yesh chuppah lepsulos afilu below kedushin. So you're not having a kedushin, you're just having a chuppah. Rav Huna says that's nothing le'inyan Kedushin, and yet in yesh chuppah lepsulos, it's yeah, it works, it's passelzer. So we're not going to say it's a gzera darabanan anymore. We're not going to say it's a knas mi darabanan. It's either daraisa. Strange that the Rishonim as you guys are seem to be confirming, don't bring that up. Or it's midarabanan, but it's like a malacha darabanan. It's a bia darabanan, not a gzera or a knas. So then what is the pshat? It seems from Rashi, it seems from the Rambam, like chuppah is posel, as opposed to chuppah is too similar, it's too scary, so therefore we have a gzera. No, chuppah does something. So what does chuppah do? What shaykhs does chuppah have that's going to pass over truma? Right, Perry, you look like pain. You look like you're in pain.
Isn't Rambam just going to lashon gemara?
That's fine, but I'm saying, but if he thought it was a gzera here, he might have spelled it like gzera, correct? Again, there's no diak. I don't think there's a diak in the Rambam's daraisa. I don't think it could be that people do have such a thing. I didn't see it. I don't think that's true. And I'm not even making the diak that he. I'm not making the diak that he holds daraisa. I'm just pointing out that if you want to explain, it's not chuppah poselis, right? It's not chuppah poselis amilechol. It's yesh chuppah lepsulos.
Yeah, but Gemara uses the lashon of pasul. In the Gemara has one of the Chama.
And then when the Ritva and the Rashba talk about that, within Rashi, they explain that means because of Shema. So the Rambam didn't have that explanation.
The Rambam wasn't.
I don't know if it's a diak that he's not like the Rashba and the Ritva. I think that if you find clues either here or elsewhere that he doesn't hold that way, that this would be like a, I guess, if you want it better, not a deed against or a corroborating fact.
Right.
I don't think there's a deed. I don't think you would read this Rambam and say, clearly the Rambam didn't hold like the other Rishonim. No. But once, I do think it's the Duke and Rashi. And then once that's true and the Rambam didn't go out of his way to say it differently, and Rashi and the Rambam should have the same sheet over here in terms of Rav Huna and, you know, in the two sugyos. So then whatever we're going to say in Rashi, we should keep open that the Rambam will hold it. And we'll see if it's Mdiyuk elsewhere in the Rambam, not necessarily about this, but about the general sugya. And if it plugs in well, then Rashi and Rambam should be holding hands in the sugya. Does that make sense? Like, it's not like you read the Rambam, you say, this is not like the Rashi and the Ritva, but leaves it open to say something else. The Rashi, I do think, is a Diyuk. Morel thought not, but not again, you agree that it's a Diyuk in terms of not being a Gzera of Knas. You don't think so about that either? Or you do? Or you hear it? Yes, yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the Lashon of Knesas be Iladanya. Yeah, correct, yeah. Okay. So, within Rashi, question mark, within the Rambam, keep him in mind, even if it's not Meduyuk for you, keep him in mind as we talk about Rashi, whether what we're going to say is going to fit in, or maybe even if the Rambam is going to address this himself somewhere else. So, L'chora, we can explain what the pshat is here, that if you hold like Rav Huna, that chuppah is a zero, even so, chuppah is poselis. It's kiknisa lebi'ila damya. Midarabana or midaraisa. So l'chora, we can explain that, but we need a hagdama of two different biurim, two different points. First of all, we need to explain what pasels for truma. Like, what are we... We almost like touched on it when we started the sugya with the lashon at the end and the chesam alaf. But what is the what's the standard that says you can no longer eat truma? What is the qualifying factor that passes for truma? What we can't talk about it if we're talking around it. So what is it that you need to accomplish in order to pass for truma? That's first of all. Second of all, what is the pshat and chuppah? Which now we touched on in three different ways already, but we have to nail it down. What is the pshat and chuppah? What does chuppah accomplish? If you don't hold like Rav Huna, what does chuppah accomplish? If you do hold like Rav Huna, what does chuppah accomplish? What is chuppah? So if we define those two things, L'chor will be able to figure out how chuppah does plug into the psul for truma. So let's start with the psul for truma. So I don't know if people saw this already because it is titled as such, but Rav Schechter has a piece in, it's a footnote in Eretz Tzvi, but it was printed as a fuller piece in Guinness Egos, where he talks about the Rambam's Shita L'inyan Shachov. People saw this? That's why you left your Guinness Egos in the Beis Medrash. L'inyan Shachov. So the Gemara in Sota and Chafav says that Shachov is Mekanan al Yado u Posel B'Truma. So we only care about Posel B'Truma right now. So what is this Shachov? So the Rambam in Hilchos Sota assumes that a Shachov is a person who can't accomplish Kishui, someone who can't be Miskasha. So essentially, he's a mishamish be'ever mes, a shachov. So we usually hold that mishamish be'ever mes be'arayos is pater. But even so, the Rambam says here the din is that he is posel her for truma. So you have mishamish mes, which normally, well, I'll say. the regular way, normally is pater from Isura Arayos, is from Isura Bia, and yet it is Mechel Ischalos that apostles serve for Truma. So first he tries to explain that, I mean, he doesn't try to explain, he notes the possibility that you would say that, yeah, it is Bia, but with a Ptur Onshin. But it's clear that that's not true. Reb Chaim made this point in Nara Basula, that Mishamesh Mace is not just a Ptur Onshin. Mishamesh Mace is a Hafgas Shem Bia. It's not a Maisa Bia. To be Mishamesh Mace is not a Maisa Bia. So if that's the case, then what is the Pshat in the Rambam? That Shachuf is Poslasa Latruma, Hare, there was no Bia. There was no Maisa Bia at all. So maybe I'll read some of the words of Rav Shechter. So Tfein Ner Lefarish, because he first suggested something else, that he was Docha. So Tfein Ner Lefarish B'dasa Rambam B'shitaso B'shachov Da'afti Mishamish Meis Ein Shama Maisa Bia Mikol Makom Maisa Ishus Shapir Mikri. Even though it's true there's no Maisa Bia when it comes to a Mishamish Meis, but there is a Maisa Ishus. That is considered a Maisa Ishus. Uvechdei La'osur Al-Baila Ein Sarach She'eish Shama Maisa Bia Im Ish Acher. The Isser Lebaila doesn't stem from the fact that two people had Bia, illicit relations with each other, the Maisa Bia, no. Ela kol sheyesh shama Maisa Ishus, mi belade ishech karina bay. But as long as there was a Maisa Isha, it was she was engaged in a Maisa Isha, Ishus, with someone who wasn't her Ish. Belade ishech, it wasn't with her Ish, the Ishus, and therefore Ne'asaris al Baila. And he quotes the Or Samech, or the Or Samech puts this into the sugya of Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that Bia's Akum is Lav Shmei Bia, Lav Shma Bia. So he says, even though it's true that an Ashes Ish Shezinso with an Akum is not Ne'eseris on the Boel, meaning when he's Mizgayer, that she's not Ne'eseris on the Boel because there is no Boel. Okay, why? Either there was no Bia or there was a Katan Shenol Dami. But Mikomakom, Moder Rabbeinu Tam, Shene'eseris Hi Al Baila. Even so, Rabbeinu Tam says, but she is Aser La Baila. As the Shita Mikvetz spells out in Ksubis, the less or alabal sagi b'maisa ishus, because you don't need maisa bia, which didn't exist here. It was zirmas susim zirmasam. It was not a real shame bia. But even so, there was a maisa ishus, and therefore she's asura to her baal without a maisa bia. This is the loke, the base alevi of Shafta notes in parentheses in Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but there are two dinim in a given maisa bia. It could be a maisa bia, or it could be a maisa ishus. Rav Shechter explains over here that le'inin asring lebaila, so let's say for the sugya about Shachuf, let's say for the sugya of Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need a maisa bia in order to asr lebaila, you just need a maisa ishus. If you have a maisa ishus, even though it wasn't technically a bia, then you could have an isr lebaal. Oh, so by the Shachuf, let's say Mishamish Meis, so Mishamish Meis is not a maisa bia. There's a hafkas maisa bia legamre, like Rav Chaim says, there's no... This isn't bia. This doesn't exist in that plane. It's not a maisa bia, but it is maisa ishus. They did, so to speak, live together. There was no maisa bia, but they lived together. They performed that act together without it having a chalos of bia, and therefore she's asura lebaila, even though there was no maisa bia. That's again because we're saying it's not that mishamish meis is bigger. We're saying the standard is lower. The standard is different for the isur lebaal. The isur lebaal is not about the maisa bia that ein hachanami. The Shachuf doesn't have, the Mishamish Meis doesn't have. But that's not what you need. That's not what you need for an Isser Labayla. You just need a Chaya Ishas together, and that you certainly do have even the Mishamish Meis. So Rav Shechter says is that L'chora, for the Rambam, in the Shitas Rambam, the same thing is true for Achilas Truma. Dil'inin less or isha b'truma mitam nivala l'pasala, even though it's called nivala l'pasala, no, gamkin in a davar tali b'dafka b'maisa bia. You don't need a maisa bia to pasal an isha for truma. Ela afilu b'maisa ishus im ha'pasal, he gamkin mfselas. The posel for achilas truma comes from ishus, a maisa ishus of the isha with someone else, with someone who's pasala, sorry. And not necessarily from any form of actual maisa bia, even if it was shachlof, even if it was mishamish meis, it was still possible for truma. That's what Rav Shechter explains here in the Rambam. So, but that's not our sugya, right? We're not talking about the mishamish meis. But what Rav Shechter himself then says is that that explains also the sugya of yesh chupal psulos. That the shita of Rambam in the yesh chupal psulos. And again, at the beginning, Rav Shechter was assuming this is on a deraisa level. But even if it's derabanan, it's not a gzera, it's not some knas, but rather it's Be'etzem, it's like a kol d'tikun rabbanan kein d'raisa tikun of melacha d'rabbanan. It's mamish like a biyam d'rabbanan that yesh chuppa l'psulos sha'af masha nichnas nushneim l'chuppa. Even though there was no kiddushim before, and nami chashuk a ma'isa ishus, that is a ma'isa ishus. Ubahachi sagi l'posul l'truma im hishtatfa v'ma'isa ishus im ha'pasul la. So chuppa is enough because, not because chuppa does what kiddushin does, but because we don't need what kiddushin does. We don't need even a ma'isa bia in order to pasul for truma. We just need chaya ishus. Ma'isa ishus does exist when it comes to a chuppa. That's Rav Shaphtha's explanation. Is that good? Clear? It seems like some of you saw it anyways. Okay, so that's all fine and good, and sounds glot, but it does still need a little bit of time. You need to understand it a little bit more. Tzarchi, and what is the Hagdar of Ma'is Ishus? Meaning, how do you get from Chaye Ishus coming from Meshamish Meis to Chuppah? There's still no Ma'isa. By Meshamish Meis, there's a Ma'isa Bia without it being Bia. There's a Ma'isa at least. Chuppah, they're just standing under the canopy together, or they're having yichud together. Why does that necessarily become ma'isa ishus? Like, how do you define ma'isa ishus to know that chuppah accomplishes that? And if you put these two understandings together, then we'll have what Rav Shechter already suggested. So in order to understand that, we need to be makdim with something that we skipped. Dani, you know, touched on it, but not in this direction. But we skipped this important Reb Chaim. So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Yud discusses at what point the bia is actually kona in Kiddushin. So there, the Gemara is poshet that she's miskadeshes b'gemar bia, not b'ha'ara. Why? The Gemara says, because kol ha'bo'el daitol ha'gemar bia. So all the Rishonim asked, this Dani spoke about, all the Rishonim asked from the Gemara in Yivam HaSanun Hei, which says that an isha is nicknames lebaila with ha'ara. So that's tchilas bia, so isn't that a stira? How do you put those two together? Okay. So the different Rishonim answer in different ways, Tosas and Maseches Kedushin, our Tosas, the Ramban, everyone has what to say. The Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon and the Rambam himself answer that the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about Kiddushin. I don't think you need Rav Tzadok's klal to figure that one out, that the things that appear in the Masechta are about that. And the Gemara in Yibamas is talking about Nisuin. So Kiddushin goes by Gemara Bia, because Kol HaBoel Al Das Gemara Bia. And Nisuin is Ha'ara is enough. So the Rav quoted the following explanation from Reb Chaim. Side note, it's also in Reb Chaim, in the Sefer, not addressing this particular issue, but the Yesod is in Reb Chaim, about Edei Kiyum, by Nisuin, by Yevamos, by Yibam, and by Kiddushin. We don't have time for this now, but the way that Reb Chaim says it in the Sefer is different than the way that the Rav quotes it in his Hesped for Reb Bevel, which is printed here. So the Rav quoted from Chaim, the difference I think is not going to be nogea to what we're talking about now, so it's not worth talking, but there certainly is a Madura, a Kama and a Madura Tinyana or Tanina, depending on if you like to pronounce it correctly or incorrectly. What Rav quotes from Chaim that's important for us is, Kol Abal Daitol Gemar Bia. It doesn't mean that a person only intends, you know, Gemar Bia L'Shem Kedushin. He intends the whole thing L'Shem Kedushin, but the Das is to be kona with the Gemar Bia. That's obviously true for Nisuin also. So why is there a distinction? So Reb Chaim explained that what Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon and the Rambam are telling us is that there's actually a fundamental distinction, a very important chiluk between Kiddushin and Nisuin. The pshat by Kiddushin, and again, you'll have to work on how this applies to Edus, but by Kiddushin, the Torah empowers the two individuals, the man and the woman, to create a chalos Kiddushin through their das. So there are certain maisim that you need to do to express that das. You need to kesef shtar or bia in order to express that das. But the Torah says you can use your das to create a chalos kiddushin. That's not pshat in Yisuin. The pshat in Yisuin is that you don't need any das to create something new when it comes to Nisuin. The pshat is that if they both knowingly, say the difference between das and kavana, if they both knowingly, willingly, and understandingly perform a maisa Nisuin, chuppa, for example, then the Torah creates Nisuin for them, memela. So whereas by Kiddushin, I create the chalos Kiddushin through my maisa with das, when it comes to Nisuin, as long as I live with her in the way that the Torah says constitutes Nisuin, then Nisuin exists. I don't make Nisuin. It's not a next step of a kinyan. And therefore, the da'as is more critical. It matters more. It's more fundamental to Kiddushin. So kol abala das gmar bia matters for Kiddushin. There's no nafka mina by Nisuin, because Nisuin is not about my da'as. It's just the fact that we live together. So even if it was just the ha'ara, since I'm living with her and I have the kavana, that this should work as Nisuin. So the Torah says, fine, there's Nisuin. There's Chai Ishas. She's his Isha. Now the Rav, in the Hesped, he took this one step further. This part you don't have directly in Reb Chaim. But he took this a little bit further, and he basically said Nisuin is not—it's not a Maisa Kinyan at all. What Reb Chaim was saying is that Erisin, Kiddushin—that's the stage at which Kinyan Ishus is created. But the follow-up stage of Nisuin—it's not a second installment of Kinyan. It's not Kinyan 1 and Kinyan 2 equals Nisuin. The Kinyan Ishus is totally done through Erisin, through Kiddushin. Then Nisuin, there's a certain like a Metzias of Vidavak Beishto that exists when they start to live together Chai Ishus. Ein peulos nisuin misyemes kayemes klal. That's what we said before. Ha-hesek bame elav. That's the line that we said before, that it happens mimela. It happens, it's ipso facto. When they live together, then they happen to be married. But not that they cause the marriage to exist through some maisa or das. And this is the part that we're getting at. Ein maisa kinyan karuch b'nisuin. There's no maisa kinyan nisuin. Ein chalusam zahai, whatever, I never know how to pronounce that word. Im ha-bechina ha-tsuranis ha-halachis shel ma'areches ha-ishas. It's not about kinyan. Mahi mahuso shel yichud chuppah. So then, what is chuppah? It's not kinyan. What is it? Ha'oros v'ha'arusa, who are already have a kinyan that was done. Ha'oros v'ha'arusa korchim es chayehem b'kiyum achid. They create a life that's connected to each other. That they bond and become married as a couple. They become one, as opposed to being two separate people who have kinyanim to each other. The Rav explains the major nafkamina is heter bia, meaning the chaye ishus is allowed through this ishus. But it's a maisa ishus, not a maisa kinyan. The nisuin is an advanced stage of ishus. It's not a second installment of the kinyan, like we said before. It's an advanced stage of ishus. I'm no longer just arus varusa. Now I'm ish v'isha. Now there's a chaye ishus. You have to understand that when it comes to marriage, there's more than just the kinyan. Ishus is more than the kinyan. The kinyan takes place by the erisin, but by nisuin, it's something more than that. It's the beginning of their life together, as the Rav, again, he's going to turn it into poetics soon, but that's how the Rav explains it, that it's a life together as opposed to a kinyan, which took place already at the stage of Kiddushin. The truth is that without using the words kruchim or achid or gor aleihem mismazgim, Rav Shach, I don't know why he didn't use the same words, but Rav Shach, has a yesod like this in Avi Ezri, where he basically explains that Nisum are not a Maisa Kinyan, they're not the next stage of Maisa Kinyan, but rather they are the Mitzius. They're the Mitzius of Hanhagas Baal Isha. They're the Mitzius of the fact that they're living as a couple. Kiddushin is a Kinyan, it's a business agreement, okay, we want to get into this. And Nisuin is Chai Ishus, is saying we're going to live as a couple. We have a life together as a couple. So, once you look, you'll find the other Achronim say this. You look at Shmuel's Shirim and Kiddushin over there. Like this is the gang that Nisuin and Kiddushin are different in this way. So with all that in mind, so this is sort of the depth to Rav Shechter was saying, Lamdus, but I'm saying the depth to what Rav Shechter was saying is that you need two things to get to where we're getting. One, that when it comes to the psul for Achilas Truma, it's not about a Maisa Bia. It's about a Maisa Ishus. A Maisa Ishus is enough. How do we know? Mishamish Mace, that's a Shita Sarambam. That Mishamish Mace is enough to apostle for a Truma on a Doraisa level. And then we have, and also that applies to Isra Labaila, that a Maisa Ishus is enough, not even a Maisa Bia. And based on that, Rav Shechter says, maybe the Maisa Ishus of Chuppah also accomplishes the same thing. Again, Rav Shechter is implying that it's Daraisa, but if you want to have it, differently, you could say it's Darabanan, but not a Gzera, not a Knas. But it's a level of Bia, Midarabanan, in the sense that it's a Chai Ishus. It's not just a... It's definitely not a Kinyan. It's a Chai Ishus, and that's enough to pasul from Truma. Where did that come from, that it's a Maisa Ishus? What does that mean? So the answer is that is the definition of Kiddushin and Nisuin. That's what the Rav was spelling out for us, because Rav Chaim really implied that Kiddushin is about Kinyanim. Kiddushin is about making Kinyan. Chuppah, Nisuin, is about something else entirely. It's about Chai Ishus, it's a Maisa Ishus. It's creating a life of marriage together. That can exist separate and distinct from Kiddushin. We paskin that it can't cause the Chai Ishus to set in if you do the Chuppah, but it has a Chalos. It is on Hagas Ish V'Isha. That's enough to pasul from Achilas Truma, because Maisa Ishus is all you need. So we don't paskin that replaces Kiddushin, because they're separate things. But we do paskin that it's something. It is a Chai Ishus. It is a Maisa. It has a Chalos. So it has a Chalos that has an Afkamina that it'll pasul from Truma. And again, Daraisa, Darabanan. And that's maybe what the Rambam's Shita might have been. And Rashi as well, that it's Kiknisas Be'ila, meaning... Kiknias Bila means the start of the marriage. It's the it's the it's a it's a a maisa which is like knisas beila in the sense that it's not a gzera or a knas or a gzera atu atu bia, but rather it has its own chalos. Chuppah has its own chalos of a maisa ishus, and that's enough to pass from truma, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. Okay, stop here. Not bad, right?